Welcome everybody, Shir number 1394. We'll look at today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafua Shalem Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana L'Choil. So an interesting concept brings down the Sefer Klolim on page Samach Zayin. He brings it actually from the Mincha Shloima in conjunction with a different concept from the Marshag. So the concept is like this: if somebody's doing an action on Shabbos, okay, and the action they're doing is not necessarily for tomorrow. In other words, I'm not necessarily doing it for Motzei Shabbos. In other words, I'm not doing it, let's say, to save time. When I wash my dishes, right, I have dishes, I want to wash them like this, I won't have to be bothered Motzei Shabbos. I won't have to be bothered Sunday. I'm doing it, I'm saving time, I'm preparing them, right, whatever. I'm doing an action so that I won't have to spend time after Shabbos. Like this Shabbos, I'm doing it. That's a real action of Hachana. But he brings down, so just to start off from the Shalos Hatshuvos Marshag, a very important concept which I've heard from others also, Kedei Laharviach, the action, if the action is Kedei Laharviach HaTircha Oy Hazman B'Moitzei Shabbos, to save time, so then that's a problem. But let's say we could show you there's an action that the person does all the time anyways, right? I finish learning, let's say a case in time like this, I finish learning a Sefer and I put it back on the shelf, that's it, I put it back, right? And we're not talking about a case if it's in a, let's say in a shul or something like that, or in a case in time that you're not going to find it, right? I go to shul, I take out a sefer. By the way, it's a very important thing I do want to mention. A person takes out a sefer in shul, your person's finished, you must put it back. That, and Shabbos, whether it's on Shabbos, not on Shabbos, that's an extremely important thing, because mamash, it could be bittul Torah. Somebody else goes to the shelf, they look for the sefer. I know I've had it many times myself. I go look for a certain sefer, I just can't find it. Here I'm spending 5-10 minutes looking for the sefer, it's on the table somewhere. So that's for sure. Somebody is in shul all the time, on Shabbos, during the week, beis medrash, wherever it is, yeshiva. A person has to be careful. You take out a sefer, put it back as soon as you're done. As soon as you're done, it's an extremely important thing. So that's not even what we're talking about. That goes without saying. That's not considered preparation for the week. A person shouldn't say, well, I'm preparing for the week like this, others will have it. No, somebody wants to use it on Shabbos. So, but that's a separate thing. But let's say it's an action that a person does all the time, right? I finish eating, I put the food back in the fridge. And we're not talking about a case whereby the food gets spoiled. If we're talking about a case in time where the food gets spoiled, which we'll try and get into a little bit, of course, that's not called preparations for the week. I'm doing it for now, right? I have my cottage cheese, let's say shalosh sudas, I have two or three different things, butter, cottage cheese, I'm giving an example, on the table. If I leave it out till after Shabbos, it's going to be basically garbage. It gets spoiled. So that's not called preparation for the week. That's called preparation for right now. That's called preparation for Shabbos. Right now, I need it. I don't want it to get spoiled, so I go and put it back in the fridge. That is not a problem. That's not what we're talking about. But the question is now, let's say I have food that I, once I finish eating this food, well, even during the week, Sunday, Monday, whatever the case is, whatever type of food it might be, it's not going to get spoiled if I don't put it back. If I wait 2-3 hours, nothing's getting spoiled. But the way how I do during the week, I put it back. I put the safer back on the shelf. There's no problem. Nobody's not going to, there's no issue of anybody not finding it, right? It's on my table, on my desk in my house. Nobody else is home. I put the food back in the fridge. This food I take out, I put it right back. So there is such a concept he brings down, and he brings this from the Minchas Shloima in conjunction with the Shalos Hatshuvos Marshag, which we mentioned before. He says, Mutter Lasais, again on page Samach Zayin, Mutter Lasais Pa'ula. One could do a Pa'ula, a action, Afal Pisha Hi Hachana Liyam Acher. Even though technically you'll say that it's really for tomorrow, right? When I put this food back into the fridge, I'm not going to need it till tomorrow. I finish my shalosh sudas. I take it off the table. I put it back in the fridge. I'm not needing it for tomorrow. That's how I bring it out. It's the derech. This is the regular way that I do it, right? So you'll say, well, one second, the regular way that I do it is I wash the dishes also. No, that's not the regular way. A person finishes eating, they put the dishes in the sink. Now they go ahead and do a separate action of washing the dishes. But in general, this type of food I eat, I put back in the fridge. This safer I take out, as soon as I'm done, I put it right back on the shelf, whatever the case is. So So if it's, let's say, a regular type of a thing, you're not doing an extra action sort of to save time. This is what I do all the time. So lasis pulazu beli lachshev al hatzorich, and it's not something where I have to start, you know, thinking out when I go to wash the dishes. I'm thinking it out, you know, start separating dishes. We're not talking about bur. I'm washing the dishes. I do a certain way, whatever. No, it's like a standard ruggle bakach. It's a standard habitual thing, if you want to call it, right? I finish a safe, I put it back. I finish this food, whatever it is, I throw it back right in the fridge. This is a regular way of life, if you want to call it. It's something along those lines. So he says, "Bulazu b'li lachshev al tzarich," that he brings down, again, from say from Mincha Shleim at Tinyana. That would be okay. But Tamshe Kevim, what's the reason? Why is that any different? I'm not going to be using it anymore in Shabbos, right? And it's not getting spoiled. So why could I put it back in the fridge? What's the problem? Vatamsh Kevim Sherugal Lasses Kane, since it's something that I do and it, without thinking. It's not, there's no like extra bothersome over there. So then he says, Loi Nachshiva Tircha. This is not considered a Tircha. This is not considered a bother. About a Tircha, what we're talking about, Tircha on Shabbos, it means something that's an extra bother. Even a small little movement might be. We saw in the Mishabura that's an extra bother. But this is not an extra bother. This is just like it's a habitual thing. I don't even think. Automatically, I finish this, I put it back in the fridge, whatever. It's not like Nechshiva Tercha V'achona Mishabbos Oy Miyomtev Liyom Acher Nesra Mishum Tercha Miyoseris. It has to be an extra type of a Tercha. Even though it's a small action, but it's an extra type of a bother. Over here, this is just a regular standard thing that's done automatically anyways, right? It's not like an extra type of a bother. Okay. Now, I just want to finish off just reading his Lashon from this Marshag. It's a very important Marshag that I've heard again from others. He brings down again on page Samach Zayin, on the bottom, number 2. He says, Oyd Yesh Lema, in conjunction with this heter of Ruggle Bakach, Oyd Yesh Lema Betaymai, Alpi Mashikas of Shaz Shivas Marshag, he says, Shetam Isser Hachana Mishabas Lachol, the whole reason why the Isser of preparations for the week, right, who should go through that Chazal, were Goyzer Shalai Lasses Pu'ula Mishabas, they shouldn't do an action on Shabbos, Kedela Via Chatercha, Oyezman Be'moitze Shabbos, that they, in other words, to save time on Moitzei Shabbos, I'm doing an extra action so that I won't have to do it during the week. It's like an extra kavana, extra action. Right. So that's the problem. V'huva divrei hamashag, gam b'minchas Yitzchak, he brings it also, he says, minchas Yitzchak, brings it out, chelek dalad, simen chav dalad, v'im kain, he says like this, kesha oisa pu'ula derech, Derek Sharugal Bakach, that it's a regular, like out of habitual movement, if you want to call it. The Einim Chavin Basiyosa, in a person does not have any intention, Kedei Laharviach Tircha, to gain any extra time, B'moitzei Shabbos, right? I'm not doing it that I'm doing it now instead of tonight. I'm not gaining any extra time. It's just a regular standard thing that I do all the time, right? It's Lenesra Hachana. This is not what we call the Isser of Hachana. So that's what he brings down, and he brings this, like we said, over there, Ois number 2. Now, I just want to end off with one thing, and we'll continue next year with giving some examples, how we work this. But he brings from the Mincha Shleima that the Mashmash Tali Beregilas Shel Adam. This is Tali on the each person individually. Ve'inay Tali Beregilas Shel Rei B'nei Adam. You don't go by most people. You go by what the person's regular actions are, what their regular Regilas is. Okay, we'll continue next time. But just to end off with one more example, which we spoke about before, that he brings to start off, a person can go ahead and bring, put the sefer back in its place, because this is what he usually does, even though nobody's going to be needing this actual sefer anymore, you could just go ahead and put it back on the shelf, because this is just part of what I do. I finish the sefer, I just put it right back. It's not, no extra tircha over there. Thank you for listening.